White, W.C. White, Mary. Oakland, California, November 4, 1877. Dear children, Willie and Mary. Since coming home from Healdsburg, Father seems to be greatly improved. His moral powers are aroused. His mental powers are becoming active. He writes considerably and is improving in physical strength. He feels much encouraged in regard to himself, and he appears more like himself, talks more. He does not seem so solitary as he did. There is one thing I am convinced of. If we want good, genuine specimens of dyspepsia, we should allow them plenty of mush and gruel. This slippery stuff debilitates the digestive organs. I think dry food that will require mastication far preferable. With gruel and puddings, there is not much masticating required. With more solid food, there is more necessity for masticating the food. I fear the Health Institute has too much of this slip-down food that sour and rots, but does not digest. No one has suggested these thoughts to me, but I have studied them out myself. Father has not improved much while eating so much or swallowing this kind of food. He is eating more solid food, and I am satisfied it is better for him. The large tank is being made for to use our own well water and save expenses. We intend to have a cistern dug under our house and use rainwater. We shall require a good filter. Will you see in regard to this? We shall use rainwater when we can, which will be about 6 months in the year. Edson has been at Woodland. Spoke twice there to the people with good acceptance. Edson is doing well. Emma is also well. My health continues good. Father has purchased a very good phaeton. Been used, but a very little. Paid $200 for carriage and good harness. We are satisfied with the trade. Father received your long letter this morning. We received proofs of my matter, spirit of prophecy. I wish you would send a box of cranberries in the box you will next send. Cranberries are 25 cents per quart. We purchased good ones for that. We have had strawberries since we came. They have been extra nice. We have enjoyed them. I would love to say much to you, but all are in bed, and I get so little time to write letters, I take this opportunity. It has been rather cool here for Oakland. We are having the third rain since we came to California. Is it cold in Michigan? A fine young man has gotten his hand fearfully crushed in the press. He was taking off papers and put his hand in a dangerous place. He will not lose his hand, and I hope this experience will teach him a lesson he will never forget. I spoke Sabbath and Sunday evening at Oakland. I had good freedom in speaking. We remember you in our prayers. We hope you will have the blessing of health. Sister Hall seems well and is indispensable to the office. Dell is well. We long to see efforts made in Oakland which bring out more souls into the truth. There is, I learn, a good company raised up at Sacramento. Our members seem small indeed, but we have no man to labor in these large places, San Francisco and Oakland. I want to send this out in the morning, so I must finish it tonight. Will you see that someone goes to Kalamazoo and see if Charlotte Belden is there and her condition? And write to Stephen in reference to her. He may have taken her home. I hope he has. In much love.